This presentation is titled Biblical Interviewing Skills to Evaluate Applicants' Integrity, and it's primarily designed for the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. Its purpose is to train pastoral search committees or any committee that is commissioned to find the right person for a local church, whether it be a paid or a volunteer position, with Bible-based, professionally tested interviewing skills to properly screen applicants for service within God's church. Hello, my name is Ken Jones, and I'm a pastor in the Evangelical Presbyterian Church. I came under care in 1985. I was ordained in 87, and I've been here ever since. During my tenure as a minister, I also became a bivocational minister, and my secular calling was a deputy sheriff in Fairfax County, Virginia. I was a deputy sheriff for the Fairfax County Sheriff's Office there. And during that time, I was trained as a background investigator. In fact, I was eventually promoted to lieutenant and became the commander of that unit. And I co-authored an article during my tenure there in the Sheriff's Magazine, the National Sheriff's Magazine, in 2001. And the article is titled this, Designing Force Quality, Ensuring Recruitment and Retention of Qualified Deputies. And the description of that article goes like this, Building a trained, ethically anchored force starts with the screening out those officers who will be likely to pose future integrity problems on the job. And I simply want to take my biblical knowledge, my experience as a pastor, and my experience as a background investigator and share some insights with you. And what I believe is that an ethically anchored ministry starts with screening out those ministers or church officers who will likely to pose future integrity problems in the local church. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of what we're looking at, and let's go to the Bible. There are Bible-based applicant screening skills all throughout the Scripture. God's Word is amazing. He equips us with everything we need. And perhaps the most important verse is found in Proverbs 26:10. If you would find that for me, please, or turn there with me, please. And this is the biblical principle of applicant screening. The Bible says, like an archer who wounds everyone, so is he who hires a fool or who hires those who pass by. If we let through our screening process a fool, or we simply don't have a screening process and hire anyone, God says we are acting like an archer who wounds everyone. And that is really true. We are going to wound people of all different types. Children, adults, senior citizens, it doesn't matter. We are going to give this person we hire access to all of those people. In the Fairfax County Sheriff's Office, in the background investigation unit, we used to say that what we're doing is very critical. Because the person that we eventually hire, we are going to give them a gun. And it always reminded us of our awesome responsibility. But in the same manner, you as a search committee, you're going to give someone a pulpit. You're going to give someone a church position. And they are going to be able to inflict harm on people if they are not about the business of the glory of Jesus Christ. So very much what you do and what you are about brings with it an awesome responsibility. So because of that, please join with me in prayer now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the search committee. We thank you that they are commissioned to go out and find the right person for the position that is needed in their local church. And we pray, O God, that you will give them all the wisdom, all the insight, all the power that they will need to accomplish this great calling. And so we pray all of this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now there's a problem associated with applicant screening, and it is also found in Proverbs 26, in this case, verse 25. This is what it says. when he speaks graciously, that is, a deceitful person, do not believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. But he will speak graciously. You know, people will come to you who are very good at manipulating. In fact, I like to say they have a PhD in deceit. And that's the problem of screening. It's not as easy as it appears. But God, like God always does, gives us the solution. And the solution is also found in Proverbs chapter 26. It's in verse 26. And listen to what the proverb says. Though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Or his wickedness or his deceit will be exposed in the assembly. What a wonderful promise God gives us. That despite the fact that they have this PhD in deceit, when they get before the assembly, it will be exposed. And the assembly was the court at that time. It was a place where decisions were made and agreements were hatched. And in fact, in the Septuagint, the word for assembly is the word Sanhedrin. So this is a pretty big deal. And we in the Presbyterian Church love the idea of the assembly. In fact, we talk every year about the General Assembly, don't we? We love the idea that God works through a group of his people. And that is exactly what you are as a search committee. You are a group of God's people commissioned by a local church to screen and to screen with all the authority of the Holy Spirit. You are that assembly. You have to believe that your little committee is the assembly, and whatever you need to know will be exposed, will be revealed before you as you assemble together to make the decisions on behalf of the local church. Brothers and sisters, I love that. And I want to tell you something. You can trust the Holy Spirit here, because time and time again in the assembly, God revealed the deceit of various applicants to me. And he will do the same for you. He is good like that. He is good to be faithful to his promises. So take heart. There is a way to screen someone. Now, one of the things that we have to realize is planning is very important for the applicant screening process. And the Bible is very clear about that. In Proverbs 15, verse 22, it says, without consultations, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. And when you start your business of learning to screen candidates, you need to get as much information as you can. And I want you to definitely consult the EPC Procedural Manual for Ministerial and Candidates Committee. That also includes Pastoral Search Committees. It contains a lot of wisdom, and nothing that I say in these lectures will in any way conflict with what is already taught in the EPC material. But there's another publication that I would recommend to you that it's from Reformed Theological Seminary, and it's entitled, So You Need to Find a Pastor. I found this on the Presbyterian Church of America's website. You can also find it on the RTS website. The bottom line is you, in my opinion, need to secure that document. It gives tremendous amount of wisdom. It gives the top 10 mistakes, for instance, that search committees make. It is absolutely indispensable. It is right on the money. I recommend it to you. Also, privacy, confidentiality is critical in the screening process. This is not just to be professional. This is not just to be ethical, although both of that is important. But this is biblical truth. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:13, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter. You are to be trustworthy. The EPC states, establish a covenant of confidentiality in the committee. Keep confidential, even from family members and church officers, the names of individuals being considered. This is absolutely mandatory. Also, personal interviewing is the most valuable screening tool. Proverbs 25 says something that I have always been puzzled at until I became a background investigator and began to see what God was speaking about here. But in Proverbs 20, verse 5 says, "A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out." I always puzzled, all right, Lord, how do you draw that information out of a man? Well, that is what we're going to look at in this entire presentation. How do you do that as a screening or a search committee? In this presentation, you will learn a fivefold strategic system for assessing the integrity of applicants. That ought to excite you. I've been asked, does this system work with everyone? For instance, will it work with you, Ken? Yes, it would work with me, even though I know all about it. It will work because I've seen it work with applicants of all different types of personalities. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. When I left the applicant screening section, the sheriff's office, I became a commander of 50 deputies. And we had a number of situations that required internal affairs investigations, and so I had to investigate a number of my fellow deputies. Now, they were all schooled and trained in this approach as well. But you know what? It doesn't matter. If you follow it and do your due diligence and you use the wisdom that the Holy Spirit will supply to you along the way, it will do exactly what Proverbs 26:26 says, that their deceit will be revealed in your assembly, the assembly of your search committee. It is incredible. Now, you also need a proper background investigation, because this is the best way to verify information. Now, there is a positive and a negative reason for doing a background check. The positive reason, I think, is explained well in Proverbs 22:29. And this is the way the Proverbs put it. "Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." When you check a person's work history, if they are worthy of the calling that you're placing in front of them, you will see time and time again that this is a man or a woman of true Holy Spirit inspired skill, and you will become excited as to how gifted and talented and ethical they really are. So you want to do the background check just to make sure they are in fact who they are purporting to be. And when you see that they actually are fulfilling their promise, maybe as you look, you find out they're even better than the way they market themselves, it really becomes a very exciting and exhilarating process. On the other hand, there is a negative reason for doing the background check, as you can quite imagine. And I think a good reference for that is Proverbs 18:9. It says, "He also who is slack in his work is brother to him who destroys." Did you get that? A person who is lazy, a person who doesn't do their due diligence, a person who is not about being a proactive Christian for the glory of God and the good of others and for the spread of the grace of God's gospel to more and more hearts, they are party to those who destroy. You want to demotivate your church? You hire a lazy pastor. You know, in the sheriff's office, we used to say that we had a lot of people employed who were deputies who were retired on duty. Ever met anyone like that? Well, they're not just in the sheriff's office, or they're not just in the government, or they're not just in the corporations. Those types of people happen to also be working in the churches. And if you hire someone like that, if you let someone like that through the door, they are a party to those who destroy. They will bring such a sluggishness to the church that it will be felt by one and all. So it's very important that we pray, and we pray diligently, and we pray hard. And in this first section, I would like to end with what I think is one of the best prayers for a search committee to become familiar with. And it's found in Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. And Paul prays like this: "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, in order to be sincere and blameless until the day of Christ, having been filled with the fruit of righteousness which comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." First off, this prayer is saying that you need to have real knowledge and all discernment, which are absolutely key to making a Holy Spirit-sanctioned decision. But also it says, so that you may approve the things that are excellent, or the things that are best. Not the things that are good, not the things that are better, but the applicant that is the best applicant for the position that you are calling at that time. One Greek scholar said that a way that you could translate this is so that you may approve the things that are vital. The things that are vital. I mean, that just zeroes in on what you're looking at. You're trying to find that person, that vital person that is necessary to be the catalyst for whatever ministry or whatever chapters in ministry the Lord is calling your church to fulfill. So as I end this first section, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will give this search committee that is listening to this information right now, that you will give them real knowledge, that you will give them absolute, insightful discernment, and that you will show them what is vital, what is absolutely the thing, the calling for their church at this time. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you that you have assembled them together and that you have given them real wisdom in your word. And so we commend them to your care, and we pray this in the mighty, merciful, and matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.